In this Unit 2 video, we're going to discuss the degrees of inflation. Deflation is the first topic that we will discuss. Now, we're going to rank these from low to high, right? So, deflation refers to a decrease in the average price level of goods and services over time. If the consumer price index, which shows if the price has gone up from year to year or gone down, if the CPI for 1 year is smaller than from the previous year, then inflation rate will be negative. So if the price if for 1 year is smaller than from the previous year, then the inflation rate will be negative. So if prices haven't increased as much as they did on a percentage basis from the year before, the inflation rate will be negative. So let's say in 2015, prices were $10.50, but then in 2016, prices were $12.50. So from 2015 to 2016, inflation has increased quite a bit from the year previous. Now let's look at a low inflation environment. Inflation rates between 0 and 5% are considered to be low and stable. This is the desired range for most countries. Consumers will feel confidence in future prices if the range of inflation is between 0 and 5%. We don't want to see inflation get too high, 10, 15, 20%. Consumers will get very anxious at this time, and they think that, you know, prices are going way too high, that the government needs to come in and rein in their fiscal policy or their monetary policy in order to control inflation. A lot of times that'll be done with interest rates. As, inflation goes up, interest rates need to go down in order to bring that back into balance. Now, firms and households can invest, spend, and save without fear of the future erosion of the value of savings and investments if an economy is in a low inflation environment, which is 0 to 5%. Inflation rates greater than 5% are considered high. Firms and households will rush to spend their money now for fear of higher prices in the future. So let's buy goods and services now if inflation is high, so that we will preserve the value of our cash in the future. The race to spend money causes aggregate demand to grow rapidly. That'll just be a short-term infusion or a short-term bump in demand and aggregate demand if inflation rates continue to rise. This causes demand from inflation, reduces real income, and creates instability across the economy. So we want to avoid a high inflationary environment as much as possible. It will really erode away the consumer's ability to find value in the goods and services that they are buying. Because inflation is too high, prices are moving up too quickly, and people are seeing the value of their currency go down or diminish, because then they can buy less because prices are rising so rapidly because inflation is not under control. But at a 0 to 5% mark in inflation is considered to be low and stable, as this is low inflation, and consumers will feel confident about that range of inflation, as they feel that their value in their currency will still be the same or near the same year over year.